We had one of the first in the county down there in Rafoe, and then we drive through Rafoe can see the fantastic jobs about 100 metres from either side of the school and right across. So you have new footpath layouts, park and drop off. Within our MD convoy is the next in our list. We then convoy, and then after that it's Shishinee. Like, we didn't pick these. There's a very strict criteria. So at least the St Bridget's School and convoy is on that. And that's across from Town Park. So they have our design office in Liverpool has been doing some design work. And obviously all these things, this is passed to the department, and then they'll determine what speed we go at. Another thing I must very much welcome, Sean, and I have been pushing and speaking to a lot of people in convoy about is a lot of schools in the interim take measures themselves. Like we had it years ago in St Mary's National School in Stranorder, where parents are encouraged to drive into the car parks and round the back out again, and then drop off their children and they exit. So you don't have a hope of parents dropping up at the last minute. And a lot of the schools look around the county, you look at 5 minutes to nine, coming last minute, running here, parents running this way, children running. So you can see it every school.
So you're saying parents need to be a bit better organised in the mornings?
Not a bit, a lot better. Even going up Lurgy Brack, and I pass it, and we all talk about it, you pass it, like, it's crazy. And when you actually drive and pass some of these schools, there are parking spaces there. Everybody, it's like a supermarket, everybody wants to park at the front door, run on, run out. And, you know, it is accidents waiting to happen. There's a lot of responsibility down to the parents.